At 3 degrees, mostly sunny skies in Marshfield at the weather station WATD. I'm Garo Hagopian, WATD News. It's 12:14. Time now for Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Good afternoon and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And my guest today is the innkeeper of a bed and breakfast conveniently located about 1 mile from downtown Plymouth. Above the bay at Thornton Adams is walking distance to Plymouth Long Beach and Plymouth Plantation, and the inn was built in 1991. Above the bay at Thornton Adams is directly across the street from the ocean at the highly coveted Warren Avenue location, number 73. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, and excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Christine. I almost said Catherine. Oh, I think I'm a little nervous today. Welcome to the show, Christine.
Thank you, Nicole.
You know, I got thrown. What's your sister's name?
Lynn.
All right. Well, you're not Catherine. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened to me. But anyway, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And your sister is a silent partner, and she's going to be a silent guest. Right?
She is.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. So basically, I also noticed that your location is sort of catty quarter to Eel River.
Yes.
The Eel River Beach Club.
Yes. We're a short distance from there. We're right in between Plymouth Plantation and Bradford's, basically.
Yes, on Warren Avenue.
Right.
Now, I actually went to go visit you, and I thought you were behind Bradford's.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not behind Bradford's.
No.
That used to be a bed and breakfast, and somebody purchased it, and they must just be a residential location now.
Right.
So, all right, well, you have a pretty cool story. So take us back to when you had that first conversation with your sister having a glass of wine. Where were you? East Bay Grill?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Take us back to that moment of what you were discussing.
Well, my sister and brother-in-law were talking about moving to Plymouth. They were buying Sandy's restaurant on the beach, in the process of doing that. And we were sitting at East Bay Grill after we had just spent the day with a real estate agent. We're looking at different houses, and we wanted to find two houses that were close by and couldn't really find anything. And then we were just kind of discussing, you know, what do you want to do next? What do you want to do in this next chapter of your life?
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Exactly. Exactly. So she asked me that question, and I said, it'd be a lot of fun to own a bed and breakfast someday. I said, so she's looking at her iPad and looking at different places, and she says, well, there's a couple for sale here in Plymouth. Do you want to go take a look? So we went back to our real estate agent and absolutely floored her, because we had told her a price range that we wanted to be in. And then, of course, looking at a larger house like that, she was a little surprised. But we went around and took a look at a few of them and found this one. And it was the right fit.
And none of the other locations just had the bones you were looking for.
Right, right. We were looking for something that had good living space, private living space for me, just basically, I mean, any house that you buy, it's going to need some renovation. So we did a lot of...
to make it your own.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you have 9 bathrooms. That's really, really shocking. Like your home. Your home has 9 bathrooms. That's a lot. Now, what was the scariest thing about actually taking this leap? Because I'm sure it's exciting.
Absolutely. I think it was the fear of the unknown. You don't... What if we renovated this place? What if we buy this place? What if...
What if nobody comes?
What if nobody comes?
What
if nobody
what
comes?
Yeah.
Bank doesn't want to hear.
Oh, but that did not happen.
No.
But the bank doesn't want to hear what?
Yeah, the bank doesn't want to hear that, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have any guests, so sorry about the mortgage.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
So what is excited about actually having the new Encore career? Because you came from the insurance industry.
Right.
This is really out of the box, totally different.
It is.
You don't expect your insurance agent to be so crafty and entertaining and decorative and all the things that you do.
Well, it's always been one of the things that I've enjoyed. I've always liked decorating. I've always been creative and artistic and loved entertaining. Always loved to throw a good party.
Yeah. Me too.
So it seemed to be the right fit.
Yeah. Now, how long did it take? Because you are just hitting your 1 year anniversary.
Right.
How long did it take you to do some of the major renovations to spruce it up in order to, because when you got those, signed the papers, there's no way you could have had somebody come and stay.
Right. Exactly.
Not to your standards.
Exactly.
Because it was a bed and breakfast for several years before you.
It was.
And it was built in 91, so it was pretty much a bed and breakfast since 91?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
It took us about 3 months, I think. We refinished the hardwood floors. We painted floor to ceiling, put in some crown moldings, did a lot of repairs. It was funny because in the beginning, when I had first moved there, trying to unpack and trying to get organized, and then having a house under renovation, it was kind of crazy. And then one day,
you're so calm though.
My dog walked down the stairs and hit the balusters and the stairs, and three of them just fell out. And I called my sister. I said, "What have we done? I think we bought the money pit."
Oh my God! I remember that movie.
Yeah.
You're so calm though. So you're very calm, and you're very cool and collective. Isn't there a saying, calm, cool, and collective? So you were able to handle all of that?
Yeah, it was one step at a time. You know, you do baby steps and you have a to-do list that's a million miles long and you have hundreds of different things. But, you know, you just have to focus on a few different things and concentrate on what you want to do immediately and get done immediately.
Mm-hmm. And prioritize.
Right. We just needed it to be up and running, and up and running to our standards. We wanted something that was a place that we would want to go and stay.
Yeah. So you could have, maybe you did, close off some of the rooms and mm-hmm. start with, because you can only have three rooms, right?
Right.
To what do you call it? You don't call it renting out. Just call it...
Yeah, renting.
A renting, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you can sort of close off. So mm-hmm. once you had a few, one, two, or even three rooms ready, then you could sort of start.
Well, actually, we kind of went at it full force. We basically ripped everything apart all at once so that it would be done and over with, and then
the
dust could settle.
Yeah, right. You needed to do that with the floors.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, this was an emotional sale, as most sales of homes are. Was there a point where you were not sure it was going to happen?
Well, you know,
how soon? How soon did you go and you found the house to when you signed the papers?
I think we went to look at it in November, and then we finally bought at the end of January. Finally closed on at the end of January, so it wasn't too long. You know, with any sale, and whenever you're making a large purchase like that, it's excitement, butterflies, emotional. You know, starting a new business, is it going to be something that's going to fly?
Yeah,
you just don't know.
Yeah,
but
gosh.
It's been exciting.
And you had that, so the 2 months to finally sign the papers and get in the doors. Mm-hmm. And then you had that first 3 months of really doing some major renovations.
Right.
What was the feeling like when you had that first guest come and stay?
Actually, it's a funny story. We had we had some guests from the power plant that came to stay when they do their shutdown every 2 years. We had some men from there come in, and we were a little bit behind in schedule, and ended up, they got there and we were still moving furniture, and they right in and they said, "Oh, we'll help you move the furniture. What do you need done?" And they just kind of jumped in and moved the stuff around, and it was great. They were fantastic guests.
Oh, that is so sweet. Okay, yeah. Well, I can't wait to talk some more. We got to take a quick break. My guest is Christine Gordon, and it's Thornton Adams thornton.com, and I kept missing that N in the beginning when I was writing stuff out, so it's thorntonadams.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. And you are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Love that song. Such a great song. But you really do have to unplug. And with all the electronics and PS4 and iPads and computers and everything that we have in our homes, we do need to unplug. And what a great place to go unplug. Someplace right next door. In Plymouth, right next door to me.
Yes.
I want to come sometime. All right. So what do you love about the whole, obviously you're passionate about what you do. You've got this encore career. And during that whole process, how did you become even more passionate as you started to see it all come together?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we started putting everything together, and once I was moved in and organized, and then the guests started calling, and it just became more and more exciting, and it's just snowballed from there. It's so much fun. The people that you meet, I've had guests from all over the world, as far as New Zealand, Hong Kong, South Africa, all over
really
Europe,
cool.
Folks from Alaska. And with that, I've formed bonds with the people that have come to stay and have really enjoyed their company, and hope that they come back and stay again.
Now, who is the ideal guest or client? Because a bed and breakfast is not for everyone.
Right. Well, you'd be surprised. I think that a lot of people have an idea of what a bed and breakfast is about. And I think that anyone that's dealing with a lot of stress, it's amazing to see the folks that come in and they walk in and their shoulders kind of go down and they breathe a big, deep breath. And it's just kind of like an escape from the daily grind. And even people, I had guests this morning and they were from Boston and they came out just for a night just to get away. And it's just nice to see people unwind. And it's almost like you can see the stress melting away when they walk through the door.
Well, because it's the environment. It's the beauty of it, too. When you walk in and you see the staircase and the chandelier and right in that front room, it has that peaceful feeling, that peaceful nature. You know, you brought that.
Well,
basically,
we've tried to make it a place that, like I said, we would want to stay. It's not your grandmother's bed and breakfast. It's not you know, lots of doilies and things like that. There are a couple doilies here and there, but
you're eclectic, and I like to, you're conversationally eclectic.
Yes, a lot of things that we have in the house,
and there's some modern stuff. So there's modern, there's old world pieces. It really is a collection.
Antique pieces. It's been really nice. I have had the support of my family and friends, but not just being supportive, passing the word, things like that, but they've also donated a lot of items. So I've had friends that were packing up and moving, and they handed off antiques to me that they had in their family. So there are a lot of things in the house. Just about every room, you can point to something, and something has a story in each one of the rooms.
Well, I know, what is the piece in the bride room, your grandmother's things? You have one of those boxes.
There's a shadow box above the bed, and it has my great grandmother's purse from sometime around 1912, and her glasses and a handkerchief, and I had that framed and put in there. It's a nice piece.
Now, what about the sewing machine and the wedding dress?
Well, the sewing machine really doesn't have a story. I bought that at one of the antique shops in town.
But I love that because I have purchased a lot of antiques in the town of Plymouth. And to me, the story of purchasing it is the new story.
Absolutely.
You know, I have a, it looks like a church pew almost, but it's not. And I reupholstered it and I used all the original tacks and little tiny little, like all the, but you know, newer fabric.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like that you must have all great stories about all the pieces that you've purchased, even if you don't know the history or the story.
Exactly. One of my favorite pictures is one of the pictures in the dining room. And I have two pictures in there. One is of my grandfather and his brother when they were small children. And then I have one with my grandmother and her two sisters when they were small children. But then there's a third picture, and it's of this young girl, and she has such an attitude. And we bought that at a place in Uxbridge, I think, at an antique shop there. My sister had picked it up. And this girl has such an attitude, but it's just such a fun picture.
And it was already framed?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
So you don't even know who
don't
she
know
is.
Who she is, but she's so cute and has such an attitude.
Oh my God, I love it. So you can actually see some of those photos on your website, right? Because the ones you're describing in the dining room, I think I saw in the distance.
Yeah, we're always changing. I partnered with a local photographer, and she's constantly coming over to take pictures of the different foods that I've made and
love that.
Yeah, right. And take pictures of the rooms because we're always changing things in the rooms too.
So the food looks amazing.
Thank you.
What do you love about cooking the breakfasts?
Well, I everything that I make is from scratch. So I really enjoy finding a new recipe. I like changing it up a little bit. So if I have a guest or a group of guests that are staying for more than one day, I want to make sure that they have something different every day.
Yes.
Unless they request the same thing again, which has happened.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't even want to take a chance.
No, they don't. They just want what they had. It was that good that they want it again.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we have to go to a quick break. My guest is Christine Gordon, and you can find her at thorntonadams.com. And of course, we'll post on the Power Facebook and Google pages so that you can see and just click through the link. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Okay, here's the thing. You can go into any drug or department store and buy a box of those plastic-wrapped, hat-shaped box chocolates. Give it, and you'll hear,
"Oh, candy. Thanks."
Or, drive a little bit further to my shop, Fidelli's hand-dipped chocolates in Pembroke and Plymouth. You won't believe the huge selection of drop-dead, gorgeous hat-shaped boxes filled with our own exquisite confections. Hand-rolled creams, luscious caramels, turtles to die for, and even long-stemmed chocolate-dipped strawberries smothered in our own blend of milk or dark chocolate. They're truly incredible. When you give Fidelli's chocolates, you're saying you deserve the best that life has to offer. And you might even hear,
"Fidelli's! You got me Fidelli's! Come over here."
The choice is yours. Fidelli's Chocolates in the Anderson Plaza, Route 139 in Pembroke, just off Route 3, and on the waterfront in Plymouth at the Village Landing Marketplace.
When it really matters, you want to give Fidelli's Chocolates.
Would you love to have a true sanctuary in your home that features all the comforts and decor that reflect who you are at your core? Deborah O'Brien is an authority on self-image, interior design, and meditation. Putting you at ease is Deborah's mission as she helps guide you through an insightful process. Deborah O'Brien teaches you the necessary skills so you can find clarity in how to display your wardrobe, hair, and makeup in a way which suits the person you truly are. Start loving the real you today. Visit UnveilingYourself.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. Playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T, DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Powerful Women Revealed. We are back. I love that song. And I really want to say I feel like he did a fantastic job at the Super Bowl. So I heard really bad reviews about him even performing. And I loved all of their performances. So I thought it was great. And you know, he sings "Everything You Want Is a Dream Away." And that's really what the bed and breakfast, the epitome of the bed and breakfast, what it is. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about the breakfast that you serve. Mm-hmm. You have had people with dietary restrictions.
Many different dietary restrictions. Some of them are just self-imposed. They decide that they want to stay away from dairy or stay away from gluten, but there are people with serious allergies and serious intolerances and disorders that they need to stay away from different things. And we can accommodate any dietary restrictions or allergies.
How challenging is that, though? You've had to learn how to rebake and recook something.
Absolutely, and there are a lot of restrictions. You can't use the same toaster for someone that has a gluten allergy. Mm. You can't use the same waffle iron. There are a lot of sanitation techniques that you have to take into consideration too.
Now, do you practice on anybody? Because I'm happily available. You'd like to practice on me.
My family and friends.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to be besties.
Absolutely.
Besties after this, right? Now, you basically have started this whole thing from scratch, mm-hmm. this whole bed and breakfast, even though I'd been there for 91. Count that out. How many years before you? 91. 2001. 2011. 20-something years. Right? Well, right. My son was born in 99 and he's 17. Mm-hmm. So you really have started from scratch when you rebuilt everything. And you don't really have many guests from the previous innkeeper. I think that's fascinating.
No, I think we've only had two that have stayed there prior.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
It is interesting though, isn't it?
Right. It really is. Just actually last night, and one of our other guests, they were repeat guests from since I've been there. So it's nice to see people coming back again.
Mm. Now, your previous home, you mm-hmm. said, was full of lots of luxurious, I love that word, luxurious detail. Where does your confidence come from as far as, you know, being, you know, focusing on home decor?
Well, like I said, I've always been creative, artistic. I've always had an interest in decorating and changing things. I've built three homes from the ground up.
Really?
And each time reinventing my style and changing things a little bit, and finally came to the style that I have now, the eclectic, conversational eclectic.
There you go. Now, how does it feel to recycle a home?
It actually feels good. It does feel good. It's nice to see how far, looking at the before and after pictures, how mm-hmm. far it's come and all the plans that we have for the future and changing things, just things,
tweaking.
A wish list.
Yeah, tweaking mm-hmm. and adding and bringing more value. I can't believe how many square footage. How many square footage do you have?
I'm not really sure. You know, we talked about that the other day, and I'm not really sure of the exact amount. I'd have to check.
Oh, okay. So you don't think it's 5,000?
I think it is. Close to that.
I think it is.
I think it's close to 5,000.
Especially with your basement and the attic.
Yeah. It could be close to that.
Yeah, it's pretty darn big. 9 bathrooms, people. All right. Now, I love that you have that United States map mm-hmm. Upstairs, and it's a big, beautiful map. And then there's obviously a global mm-hmm. map beside it. Tell me about the purpose of the map.
Well, when I started having guests come from Europe and from all different places around the world, I said, how much fun would it be to be able to document this? So we bought one of the pushpin maps, had them framed, and hung them on the wall. And each guest that comes, they put a pushpin. If they're from the United States, they just stay in the United States map, because we have a lot more guests, of course, from the United States. But
you're going to have to get a Massachusetts one.
I know.
Because so many people are coming from Boston and even Plymouth,
right?
That there's not going to be enough room for the pins.
Mm-hmm. True enough.
But the pins are really beautiful, and I mean, when you look at it, you remember the stories and the people.
I do. I can point to different pins and say, oh yes, that was the couple from Costa Rica, and this was the couple from South Africa, and this couple was here. They were visiting, working at the hospital, and you know, just a lot of fun stories.
Yeah. Now, do you have any other modern or conveniences? I know there's some rooms that have TVs.
All of the rooms have TVs. All of them have, we provide wireless internet for all of our guests.
That's basically the modern conveniences.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Now, what do you feel like? I mean, I know, because I've been there, so I can see what I feel like sets you apart. What do you truly believe sets you apart from other bed and breakfasts?
I think the service we provide. We had a family come from Switzerland this past summer, and super nice family, and the most well-behaved boys I've ever seen. And
so you have Children's Day?
Not very often.
It really has to be a unique situation.
This was definitely a unique situation, and we were out on the back porch, and I brought out s'mores so the boys could make s'mores in there. Of course, they're from Switzerland, and I'm giving them Hershey's chocolate, and they're dripping with marshmallows and chocolate and just having a blast. But it's, you know, I think
I'm sure your s'mores are above and beyond anyone else's s'mores, but that was really special for you to provide that.
It was, and it's nice to be able to do things like that. We had a family that came, and they had they were surrogate parents, and they were, their baby was being born, and they came up to stay, and we provided some extra services for them.
So
beautiful. I mean, just really nice stories.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got to take another quick break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Christine Gordon, and she is the innkeeper at Above the Bay at Thornton Adams, and you can go to thorntonadams.com for more information. I hope you stay with us. This is Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Are you an entrepreneur looking for help with your current bookkeeping, accounting, and tax needs? Meridian Financial Service specializes in working with individuals, small businesses, and startups by offering a full range of accounting and tax services. At Meridian Financial Service, their service levels and fast response times give them an advantage over their competition. Let Meridian Financial Service help you plan your finances. Contact them today at meridianfinancialservice.com.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
You want me to be one? Yes,
This is Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Christine Gordon, and we're talking all about bed and breakfast today. And I love that song because, you know, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, get away, you know, instead of the cold, lonely sea. And boy, that sea is cold today. Oh, my gosh.
Certainly looked it.
So what do you believe is the biggest misconception about a bed and breakfast?
I think that it's people think that they're not going to have privacy. If we have a community table that everyone has breakfast at, but we're always willing to accommodate if someone wanted to have a private table or a different time for their breakfast if they just wanted to spend time with their significant other.
Okay, so maybe, you know, people that are on a honeymoon.
Right.
Something like that.
Right,
And so what generally time do you have the breakfast served?
Usually we serve at 8:30. We try to stay right at 8:30. It's kind of a mid-range time. It's not too early, but it's early enough that people can get out and enjoy some of the sights and tours and things like that that Plymouth has to offer.
Okay, and you are a great concierge for the guests because, and I love the page on your website that has all the things to do. Mm-hmm. I was discovering so many things. I've been living in Plymouth since 1999 and I was discovering some new things that I hadn't quite seen before. So you've got a lot of different tabs where people can just click
right.
or links.
Right. We try to partner with a lot of the local businesses and have and be able to offer services. What we're working on right now is like a package pricing. So that we had a guest this past weekend and he was planning a getaway for he and his wife. It's their anniversary and also Valentine's Day. And it would have been so much easier. We don't have it yet, but it will be so much easier to have a package pricing so that you just look at the website and choose the package that you want, and then you don't have to do any research. We will set you up with the best restaurants. And
it's great for the guy.
Yep, exactly, exactly. We have a florist that we work with. He had flowers delivered. We had balloons in the room for him when they arrived, so... You know, make things a little bit extra special.
Okay. And really, you know, I want to talk about hotels for a second because I do stay at hotels. I've got four kids, so I don't know if I'd be ideal to bring all four of my children, even though they are pretty well behaved outside of my home and sometimes on the inside. But the cleanliness in hotels is not always... See, I try not to live in fear. So if I stay at a hotel, I just try to not focus on the negative.
Right.
But not all hotels are really all that clean.
Right. We pride ourselves on making sure that all of our rooms are spotlessly clean. Mm. And the reviews show it.
Yes.
We have reviews, plenty of reviews online that talk about the cleanliness and I feel that's important. I'm with you on the hotel thing.
Sometimes you got to bite the bullet
sometimes
and do it.
You do.
and a lot of crazy stuff happens in hotel rooms. So you might not necessarily know some of these weird, crazy stories.
Right.
Whereas in a bed and breakfast, this is your home.
Right.
And
right.
you're having guests that you've screened
right.
almost mm-hmm. pretty much before you invite them in.
Right. I think that there's a certain clientele that come to stay at a bed and breakfast. It's someone that's looking for a little more comfortable setting, a little more homey. Maybe they're traveling. Lots of couples that just don't want to stay in a big box chain hotel.
Yeah. I remember pulling into a hotel parking lot one time, about a year and a half ago, and there was a stack of mattresses in the back of the hotel. And and I just, it's just a real odd visual. Like, wow, you had to get rid of that many all at once? That doesn't feel good. Right? So bed and breakfast, they're you know, really for the person who wants something a little more unique. Every room is decorated. Now, you don't name your rooms.
No, we name them pretty much just by the color of the room. We call them the purple room or the green room or the blue room.
But there is a bride's room.
Yes. Because
it's got a bridal dress in it, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it really is for the bride because of the closet.
We have a huge walk-in closet that the bride can hang her dress, the veil, and it can fit in there easily. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of room in the room. We had a wedding just this past summer. Then they all came to stay, and everyone got ready. All the girls got ready in that particular room.
So they all stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So where did they come from?
They were actually from Falmouth.
Oh, okay. Mm. So they wanted everyone in the party to stay. So you really have to close off for other people that night, no?
Right, right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of coordinating going on. Now, what about privacy? You're on that main Warren Avenue, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really great that you're in that location itself, because that's just a diamond area.
Mm-hmm.
What about privacy? How private is it?
We have a back deck that's it's all surrounded by garden. So it's nice. People can get away and sit out there if they want to have a glass of wine or coffee or whatever. In the rooms, sometimes people are sensitive to road noise. We don't get a ton of road noise, but,
it's pretty set back.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the noise-canceling machines in each one of the rooms, so if someone wanted to turn on one of those, a white noise machines.
Oh, okay.
So we put those in each one of the rooms, so it helps.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? You're going to still be there. You're going to still be plugging along.
Absolutely.
Because this is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
1 year. I can see you. I can see you in 10 years from now.
It's been wonderful. It's really, honestly, it's the most fun job I've ever had.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. Well, I can't believe it. We are almost out of time. This was fantastic. You are like the epitome of a woman entrepreneur for my show, because you are a powerful woman. You're an encore career.
Mm-hmm.
You made a change. You took action. It didn't even take 2 months for you to sign those papers and start this whole new journey.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really amazing. And I'm very proud to promote you and support you.
Thank you.
So thank you for being here. We are out of time today. I want to thank Christine Gordon. She is with Above the Bay at Thornton Adams.com. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.
South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.